You are now listening to FNB Radio.
And welcome to FNB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins and I am your host. I've been struggling with greetings lately. Not just like knowing what to say. I know what I want to say. The words just don't come out right. And it seems like I'm doing great already, so I'll just not jinx it. But I was going to a client's the other day, and I arrive there. I'm like loading in a bunch of gear, schlepping a bunch of stuff. And there's like six or seven people in the room. There's the hosts of the podcast themselves and their handlers. And they're like just milling about. They're not really paying any attention to me. I always assume people are paying more attention to me than they actually are. But I was just like trying to say, hello, fun people. And then I was like, that's stupid. So I'll just say buddies. And then I just like smushed it all together and like word vomited it out. And I was just like, it wasn't FUPAs, but it sounded like FUPAs. I was like, hey, FUPAs, what? Everyone was like, just pretended that they didn't hear me. Because what else could you do? I mean, I pretended I didn't hear me. I was just like, that didn't happen. I didn't just say, what up, FUPAs, to these people who are paying me to be their podcast producer. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be called that by anyone, much less someone that they're paying. You know what I mean? You don't want to be like, what do I pay you for? Not to say, what up, FUPAs. Not even because they are or like look like that or anything. Like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I just mean that like they in no way, I don't even think any of these particular people had peas. Like pussies. They didn't. They had other kind of peas. But in any case, it's four dudes and they were just like, now I'm giving away too much about who this client is. But the point is, it's hard to say stuff for me sometimes, which might catch you guys off guard because you think that I just say what I mean all the time and that I'm out here just absolutely killing it, but I'm not. I don't know why I think you think I might absolutely be killing it all the time, but you know, I have a reputation. And after that, I just kind of, we all pretended it didn't happen. And that's for the best because there was no recourse, really. You can't be like, sorry, I was trying to say, what up, fun people, buddies. You just got to let it just die on the floor. And when it does die on the floor like that, it's not a fast death. It's a slow death. It's like, it lingers out there. And people are like, inside, wouldn't you just pay $1 million to know what they thought? What their inner monologue was saying when they were like, I would just pay that anyway. A lot of people are like, don't read the comments. That's what I wish someone would show me, what they really think about me. You know what I mean? I never know how I'm coming off to people. I know how I think I'm coming off, but I don't know what they're actually thinking. And I know that these particular people didn't, they might not even, no, they do know what a FUPA is. Does everybody? Do you? Listener, do you know what a FUPA is? If I was coming into your, if you hired me and I accidentally said, I will say I didn't say it clearly because it was a stumble. It wasn't like I was trying to be funny or make a joke. Like, I know how jokes work and I know that that's not a good joke to make. And I would never have intentionally said that. I actually haven't even thought about that word in probably since high school. But now it's all I can think about because I just keep reliving that moment of me coming in like Kramer, like I do. Which is just, I'm always like kind of out of breath and busy and flinging my extremities everywhere. And that works for me, but not when you come in with a accidental greeting like that. So yeah, I was scared to start this show. I didn't know what was going to come out. I didn't know what I was going to call you guys accidentally. And maybe that's in my subconscious. Maybe I'm worried that I have one and I've been trying to like I'm just dissecting this now. I didn't really think about this before, but maybe that's something, maybe that's a deep fear for me. So I don't know. I'm working through it and I'm trying to recover. But the good news is that no one said anything to me. Although I feel like when I left, they, especially some of the younger guys in the room, they were probably like, did she say FUPAs when she came in or did I imagine that? But there were no laughs. So that means whatever they thought, they were keeping it inside. They weren't going to show those cards. They weren't going to let me know what they were talking about inside their heads or after I left. And I'll never know. Trust me, I've filled in the blanks many times. And at the end of the day, I concluded this. I was like, they didn't ask me to leave. So that's all I need to know. That means they liked it, as far as I'm concerned. That's how my brain works. It's very like either you take it or you leave it. If you didn't ask me to leave because of what I said, then that means you liked what I said. That's how I go on my, that's my logic. I just, yeah, you watch it die a slow death. It's like a, it's like someone just absolutely, you know, like not like a heart attack, like nothing quick and nice, something slow, something painful. Something awkward for a lot of people. But what are you going to do? I mean, I just assume most of the time that no one's even listening anyway. But I guess we'll never know. But here's something we will know. Tickets are available now for Effin' Breakfast. Effin' Breakfast. Okay, I want to talk about this for a second because this is a really big deal for me. Never have I ever... in my whole life. Now I will say I've had sponsors in the past, like that have done commercials with F&B Radio, and I'm very thankful to them. Or I've had people that will send me product and I'm very thankful for them. But I've never had someone be like, I want to sponsor an event. And cause I hear about that, but in my mind, sponsoring something to me, that's like a write-off. I'm always like, confused by that. I'm like, but all right, so who's paying for that? Like, I don't understand how sponsorships work. I do. You know what I'm saying though? Like when you go to the X Games, that's the only sports event I can think of right now. And it's like sponsored by, I don't know, Mountain Dew Code Red. I just assume that like they just got their name up there somehow. And I don't really think about the fact that Code Red wrote some checks or leveraged something, some asset, so that the X Games could happen. But the X Games, they in return do something. You guys understand sponsorships. I don't. I'm just saying, like, I'm piecing it together in my head. But for the first time ever, I was lucky enough to get a sponsor, and not just any sponsor, a dream sponsor. It's Counterculture Coffee. First of all, this show wouldn't be possible without coffee. I love coffee. I love breakfast. It's the part of my day where I feel the happiest. It's like the best part of my life is when I first wake up. That's when I'm in the happiest place I ever really am. That and right before I go to bed. But anyway, the middle of the day can go fuck itself. But those two places, I'm really, really happy. And then the mornings, I'm really, really energetic. And I love coffee. And coffee... you guys have heard me say this a million times. It's one of the few vices I have left. I quit doing hard drugs. I quit drinking. I quit smoking. I quit eating a lot of foods that I was like, I don't need to do that all the time. You know, I like reined it in. There's certain things that I've left that used to be big vices for me. I'm talking about Jamba Juice. This is a real story. I used to think Jamba Juice, wait, Jamba Juice. Hold on. Let me think about this. Is it Jamba Juice or is it the other one? What was the smoothie? It's not Jamba Juice. Oh God, I got to Google it. I got to Google it right now. It was in the bottom. It was in a Whole Foods in the Time Warner Center. Smoothie bar. In Whole Foods. 2008. Oh my God. Somebody tell me the name of this place. Okay. Nothing came up. It was like, what? That's not a thing. Smith. what else can I Google? What is this fucking, is it Jamba Juice? Let me just look at Jamba Juice really quick. I know I'm losing you guys, but it's fine. No, it's not Jamba. God damn it. Old smoothie brands. Does anyone Google things better than this? Old smoothie brands. Trashy smoothies. Okay, Jamba Juice, Planet Smoothie. Ironically, I'm looking at an article in Vice Magazine. Wait. Jamaican Jammer. I think we're getting close. Maybe it is a Jamba Juice. No. Just someone tell me. Planet Smoothie. It's not Planet Smoothie. Anyway, I used to get one. It is Jamba Juice, because the one I was thinking of is Orange Julius. Okay, Jamba Juice used to be in, thanks for waiting while I did that. Jamba Juice used to be in the bottom of the Time Warner Center. And when I would be on my way to work, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to eat breakfast. I'll just grab a Jamba Juice for me and the chef. And we'll like work lunch together and I'll get him one. And it'll be super healthy. And it was just basically, like, it did sort of have some fruit in it, but it essentially was just like a giant 47-ounce popsicle, like, blended up. And it was so good. But I would just be, like, high as a kite, like, high on sugar, like, just fueling a hangover. So I've left so many vices in the past. Things that I'm just like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to eat that McGriddle ever again. I'm just not. I'm good on that. And it's not easy. I don't like leaving things behind, especially things that I love so much. Cigarettes, God, cigarettes were the best part of everything for like most of my teens and 20s. But now they just don't do it for me. I've had to leave them behind in search of just, you know, aging and just living it all. So one of the last vices that I have on this earth is coffee. And so my love for it is so deep. And Counterculture is some of the best coffee that I've ever had. I've been a fan of their coffee since I discovered them when I moved here. And so to have them be the sponsor for Effin' Breakfast is a dream come true. And I'm so excited to officially announce Effin' Breakfast by Counterculture is happening at 87 and a half King Street, downtown. Not King Street, Spring Street. Wow, I'm killing the sponsorship. They're like unsponsoring me as we speak. Spring Street. It's the Counterculture Training Center for the OG Charleston people. It used to be Fuzzco's pretend store. So it's like this incredible space. And that's going to be where Effin' Breakfast Pop-Up is. It's right in the middle of Charleston Wine and Food Weekend, though it is proudly a fringe event, meaning it's not associated with the Wine and Food Festival whatsoever. It just happens to be happening during that weekend. So if you're in town for wine and food and you don't have plans, Saturday, May 9th, oh my God, Saturday, March 9th. This is why people don't sponsor me. They're like, Lindsay, what's happening? This is just my word nightmare coming to fruition. I told you, things aren't coming out right. March 9th, I'm going to say it again, March 9th, downtown, Spring Street, not King Street, Spring Street, 87 and a half, the Counterculture Training Center. I'm going to make breakfast for 20 people. You could be one of those 20 people. There's tickets available. If you want to pause this podcast and get tickets, you can. There's a link in the show notes. So all you have to do is like look on your phone where you're listening to your podcast right now. Scroll down to the bottom, click the link that says buy tickets, and you can get a ticket or two. Bring a friend. It's going to be amazing. It just honestly, like, you're not going to believe how stacked this event is. So here's how it's going to go. I'm making breakfast. There's only 20 seats available. It's going to be two eggs, soft boiled, finished with chives, fresh cracked pepper. You guys always go insane for these eggs that I make. And you're like, how do you make them? Will you make them for me? Yes. The answer is I will on March 9th from 10 to 12 at the Counterculture Training Center on Spring Street. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be a salted butter drizzled with honey English muffin. I know I said that backwards, but listen, I can't help what's happening right now. I'm too excited. There's going to be a big ass salad, because you know there's always a big ass salad right next to my eggs and toast. It's going to be epic. There's going to be shaved cheese. There's going to be prosciutto. There's going to be herbs. There's going to be fruit. There's going to be all the fixins for a classic effing breakfast, and it can be all yours. So we're going to all sit down and eat breakfast together. And then it gets even better. There's going to be a live podcast, a real live F&B radio podcast right in front of your face in this same exact space. But guess who the guest is? Just guess. Just guess in your head. Just be like, it's no way it's this person. I'll give you a hint. If you listen to the chocolate cake episode and we're like, oh my God, I just want to know the geniuses behind Welton's Tiny Bake Shop. Well, ding, ding, ding. You guessed it. The guest is Hannah Marie Welton herself of Welton's Tiny Bake Shop. So a legendary stat. I'm so nervous that I can't even talk about it, because I'm like, I just respect and adore everything they do so much. You guys know I did a whole entire episode based on chocolate cake that I got from Welton's Tiny Bake Shop, but I'm there all the time. I just love the whole entire staff. But Hannah, and she's just an absolute dream. And I've wanted to interview her for a really long time, but they've been so, so busy with running the most excellent tiny bake shop that we haven't been able to make it work. But now it's going to work. And she's going to be there live in the flesh. Maybe you can even answer a question or ask a question. What do you... Oh my God. Maybe you can answer some of our questions that we have for you, the audience. No, we're going to flip it. We're going to interview you. We're going to have questions for you, the audience. No, it's going to be amazing. I am so unbelievably excited. And that's not all. I'm making a coffee cake. So there'll be a cardamom, brown butter coffee cake for dessert. And Counterculture is brewing coffee for the party. Duh. So you're going to have like an expertly brewed cup of coffee with your breakfast. And then you get to take home all kinds of swag. I heard there's going to be a special edition pound of coffee that's going to be yours to take with each ticket purchase. You get a pound of coffee. So I don't know. I haven't priced coffee in a while, but I know it's not cheap. And I heard there's going to be a tote bag. So much swag, an amazing guest, effing breakfast in two courses, and we get to all hang together. This hasn't happened. I swear to God, this hasn't happened since before COVID. I haven't done a live event like this under F&B Radio. I've done stuff for sure, but not like this, not where it's like we're eating together. I'm cooking. And it's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. I am literally vibrating. Not like that. Everybody just calm down with your fupas. Calm your fupa down. It's going to be amazing. And tickets are on sale now. And there's only 20. So just know that, you know, I know everyone can't make it. And I know a lot of people have already reached out and are like, I want to come. Am I going to be able to get a ticket? I don't know. I don't know who's getting a ticket. Whoever gets them first, that's all I know. So if you want one, I would grab it. I would click it, right? I would pause this podcast right now and I would grab it, because 20 is going to go really fast and we're going to have a really, really special time. And it's a great way to spend a Saturday, especially during Charleston Wine and Food Festival. Like, what better way than a live podcast with an effing breakfast with the world's hottest guest, Hannah Marie Welton? and Counterculture Coffee. Oh my God. It's just such a perfect match made in heaven. I really can't get over it. And I'm so grateful to Counterculture Coffee because they have been absolutely amazing. Audra is just like so easy to work with, so kind. She fucking gets it. We get each other. Like, we've had so many meetings leading up to this. I don't even want to call them meetings. It's just us hanging out because we like to hang out. And she's the fucking shit. And she gets it. And the space that she has there and the way she utilizes it, it's just so thoughtful and cool. And she's absolutely been a gift. I keep telling her, like, I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is really happening. And I mean it. It's truly the most exciting thing that's happened in a long time. And so I hope you'll get tickets. And I hope that you'll come and have a classic effing breakfast and a live podcast and take home some Counterculture swag and just, get to hang out in real life. It's been something I really, really, really want to do. And it's finally happening. So yeah, that's my terrible pitch for why you should come to this amazing event. And it's going to be a blast. And I've been like hesitant to talk about this part, but it has to be done. That night, that same night, March 9th, at 87.5 Spring Street, there's going to be a secret show. Secret show is an art show that's happening in the same exact space. So that night we'll come back. You don't have to come back. It's not a ticketed thing. Anyone can come. But that night, Jeremy and five other artists who I can't say who they are yet, are going to be showing work for a mini Skewers 2 pop-up. So if you came to Skewers last summer, you know it was an absolute banger. And this is a secret show. And we're just going to pop up for one night only, right smack dab in the middle of downtown Charleston. And I don't want to say, because it's a secret show, I don't want to say the lineup just yet, but it's insane. It's all new artists. So it's not anyone that you've seen in the last Skewers pop-up. And that's by design. Each time, it's not that we'll never feature the same artists again, but each time we don't want them to be back-to-back. So there'll be a new group of artists every time. And then obviously some artists will pop back up in future shows. But for this one, it's all new artists, except for Jeremy, because we're hosting. And so it's going to be amazing. I am so, so excited. I could like scream and I want to just say everything, but in the spirit of secret show, that's going to be kept under wraps. So you have to come to the show to find out. Or you can like see me in person and I'll probably tell you, because I'm just like every single person I come into contact with, I'm like, don't tell anyone, but this is who's going to be at secret show. And it's fucking sick. There is a couple caveats for secret show. It's open to anyone. Anyone can come. It's from 6 to 9 at the same address, 87.5 Spring Street. So it's the old pretend store, AKA the Counterculture Training Center. And when you come in, there's a password. And I'm not going to give out the password just yet. I'm going to just let secret show marinate, but there is a password. And if you DM me, I'll give you the password, and you can share the password with friends and let them know. But you have to have a password to get in. Not just any password, the password. So if you want to come to Secret Show, DM me and mark your calendar for March 9th. Because if you didn't get a ticket to Effin' Breakfast, you can obviously come that night. Counterculture is going to be making espresso martinis, teeny tiny martinis. And I'm going to make some snacks. And we're going to party. And everyone is welcome. And I can't wait for you to see the lineup. And I'm just so, so pumped to party like it's 1999. So get tickets, number one, to Effin' Breakfast. Tell your friends about Secret Show. DM me if you want to know the lineup or if you want the password. But you will have to have the password. No shit. It's not going to be like one of those like, okay, but you know me. No, if I know you and you don't know the password, I won't be at the door. So someone else is going to be at the door, and they have strict instructions. You got to know the password. It's going to be a fucking blast. Come have an espresso martini. Come look at the amazing, incredible, exciting artwork. I can't believe we pulled this group together. I got to give Jeremy some credit there. He like kind of curated this list. And so I'm just sort of doing what I do, which is making snacks, hanging out, hosting. But it's going to be an unforgettable day. So March 9th, it's a Saturday. Let's party one way or the other. I hope I see you. And yeah, get your tickets now because I hope whoever wants one gets one. And I love you. That's all I got. I got a lot of shit to prepare for, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet, but I can't wait to see you. Again, I want to shout out Counterculture Coffee for believing in me and being like, hey, here's a space. And every idea I presented them with, they were just like, well, not they, Audra was just like, yes, perfect. Whatever you want. That sounds great. She just gets it. We get each other. And that's what a real sponsorship, what I learned about sponsorship is that when it's right, it just makes sense. And so I couldn't be more honored that this party is being sponsored by Counterculture Coffee. This podcast is brought to you by Counterculture Coffee, which is a big moment for me. And then just want to thank all the listeners for supporting the show for as long as you have by continuing to show up and listen every single week. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to make breakfast for you, or I'll see you at Secret Show. DM me. You can DM me on my personal or F&B radio, and I'll give you the details. But trust me, you don't want to miss it. Okay. All right. That's it. I love you. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye. 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 Je laisserai un mot sur le frigo.